I'd like to thank those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. Invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by email us at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If a joke comes to mind, I'd like to start with something funny. I was in Palm Springs on Friday performing a wedding. The home where I was a guest had a living room that looked right out onto a golf course, and everybody who lives there seems to be preoccupied with golf. This joke came to mind. A minister wanted to skip out on his Sunday services in order to go play golf. He told his assistant that he was sick and that his assistant would give the sermon that day. He went to a far distant city where no one would recognize him, teed off at the first hole, which was a mammoth 450-yard par 5, hit his drive, a big gust of wind came out, took the ball, the whole 450 yards, and dropped it in the hole. It was a hole in one. Up in heaven, an angel looked at God and said, "Why did you do that?" God said, "Who's he going to tell?" Today our theme is keep your trust. All through life we encounter situations that seem unfair, that someone could lie about us and get away with it. Your sister has children, but you can't. You're raising a special needs child yourself. You might have lost a loved one. Life has thrown you a curve. Not everything has gone according to plan. Here's what I've learned. Though life is not fair, God or Krishna is fair. I heard about a television program preceding the 1988 Winter Olympics. Featured blind skiers being trained to slalom. Impossible as that sounds. They were paired with sighted skiers. The blind skiers were first taught on the flats how to make left and right turns. And when that was mastered, they were taken to the slalom slope where their sighted partners skied beside them, saying left and right. As they obeyed the commands, they were able to negotiate the course and cross the finish line, depending solely on the sighted skier's word. Krishna consciousness is kind of like that. We recognize that we're all visually impaired, that our eyes have limits. We can't see in the dark. We can't see on the other side of the Wasatch Mountains. We can't see distant objects. Neither can we see the future. We're visually impaired. Therefore, we allow ourselves to be guided by sound, by the words of Almighty God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We don't let our visual limitations keep us from moving forward. We don't sit down and say boo-hoo and have a pity party because we don't see everything that God has in mind for us. But we keep our trust and we allow ourselves to be guided by the sound of God's holy names. We keep from being bitter about what we don't have, and we at the same time take advantage of what we do have, which is the guiding benevolence of God. Krishna or God will get you to where you're supposed to go, and He'll pay you back for everything bad that's happened. Our message today is don't let one bad break ruin the rest of your life. One divorce, one sickness, one bankruptcy, one loss of a loved one, one bad childhood. Don't let that keep you from an amazing future. What happened may have put you at a disadvantage. They played politics. You didn't get the promotion that you deserve. The company let you go after 20 years of faithful service. Your parents didn't have time for you growing up. Someone abandoned you when you needed them the most. But what they did cannot stop your destiny. They don't have the final say. Krishna or God, he has the final say. And he says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who does good is never overcome by evil. There may be weeping in the night, but when the sun comes up in the morning, there's joy. Nothing that happens to us catches God by surprise. He knows the past, present, and the future. Vedaham Samatitani. He has the restoration. He has the vindication. He has the new beginning already lined up. When we were living in Los Angeles, I was a life membership director. One nice fellow, sweet, humble, honest as the day is long. His name was Pramod Ghat from Maharashtra. He was a certified public accountant. He worked for a big corporation. His supervisor did him dirty. Just maneuvered and finagled and backstabbed him. Not only got him fired, but put a negative reference in his portfolio. So Pramod had been coming every Sunday faithfully to the services. And this happened. He told me about it on Sunday. For a year, every Sunday he came, I applied to various different corporations. But as soon as they saw this negative reference, which my former supervisor had put in, they passed on me. For a year, he was unemployed. His wife supported his family. He kept in faith. He didn't blame God. He didn't have a pity party. He kept his trust. And every Sunday, he showed up at the temple. After 1 year, company got suspicious about this particular superintendent, took a closer look at his dealings, realized that he was not on the up and up. They let him go. They took another look at the dealings with Pramod, approached Pramod. They said, we would like to bring you back to the company. We would like to give you full restitution for that 1 year's wages that you lost. And we would like to promote you to your former supervisor's position. So not only did Krishna, because he kept in trust, restore him to where he was originally, but he took him to a higher level. If you're familiar with the Mahabharata, the pious, righteous, blameless Pandavas got their kingdom taken away from them by Duryodhana through a crooked game of dice. And they were sent into the forest for 13 years of exile. The arrangement was that after having served 13 years in exile in the forest and met all the conditions, when they returned, they would get half their kingdom back. They had been done dirty. But they kept in trust, they kept their faith. When they got out of exile, not only did Duryodhana refuse to keep his heart of the bargain, not only did he refuse to give them half their kingdom back, but he said, I'll not give you as much land as can fit under the head of a pin. But they kept their trust, they kept their faith. And ultimately, they lived long enough to get back double what they had been cheated of. Duryodhana lay in the dust, his thigh broken, gnashing his teeth. He lived long enough to see the Pandavas whom he'd conspired against rise to their full glory. Shake off the self-pity, shake off the defeat, get ready for something new. Krishna's going to pay you back for every unfair thing that's ever happened to you. He sees every wrong that's ever been done to you. He sees every person that's ever hurt you. He sees every tear that you've ever shed. He knows every lonely night that you've spent. Comes a point where the Lord says, enough is enough. Now I'm going to do something about it. When he makes that move, he's not just going to give you what you deserve, but if you keep the trust, he's going to make the enemy pay and bring you out twice as well off as you were before. In the Bhagavad Gita, the verse is there, sarvate panipadam tat sarvata tsitsiramukam sarvata srutimalake sarmarita tishtati. O Arjuna, Krishna says to his friend, everywhere are my hands and feet, my eyes, my heads and faces, and I have ears everywhere. In this way I exist as a super soul pervading everything in this world. He sees every time you do the right thing, every time you get taken advantage of and you take the high road, instead of trying to take things into your own hands and go toe to toe and set that person straight and pay them back, he sees and notes every time you just let it go, take the high road. Every time you worked hard, but you didn't get the credit, and you let it go, he sees that. He's closely watching. You have an account with him. Ultimately, he will pay you back with interest. He will pay you back for a childhood that you didn't have. He will pay you back for a person who falsely accused you. He will pay you back for years that you've lost in an abusive relationship. He will pay you back for credit that you did not get earlier abundantly. I heard about a soldier who broke his glasses during basic training. He taped them together and applied for a new set. He didn't get them by the time he finished basic training, so when he went into advanced training, he made another application for a new set. When he went into active service, he still hadn't gotten the glasses, so he made another application, and he still hadn't got them. 5 times he made the applications. Throughout the entire period of his 4 years of service, he didn't get them. But after he got his discharge 4 years later, 5 sets of eyeglasses caught up with him, each one marked Rush. We read about a 5-year-old boy. He was the first son of King Uttanapada. In those days, primogeniture was the rule, that the first son of the king would become the king. But the king had married a second, more beautiful wife who succeeded in manipulating the king and putting her son above Dhruva. One day, Dhruva tried to crawl on the lap of his father, and his father would not allow him to get on his lap. His stepmother cruelly said in his hearing, "If you want to sit on the lap of your father as the next king, you'll have to take your next birth from my womb." So as a 5-year-old passionate warrior, Dhruva wanted to get payback. He wanted to get revenge. He wanted to set things right. He asked his mother, "Who is it that gives justice? I'm a 5-year-old boy. I'm defenseless against my father and the palace intrigue. Who can I apply to make this right?" She says, "Well, God. God is ultimately fair. God is ultimately just." And said, "Where will I find God?" She said, "Well, a lot of saints and sages go off into the Himalayas and they claim that they find God in the Himalayan mountains." Well, he went off and he didn't know who God was or what God looked like. So he started asking the deer, "Are you God?" He asked the rabbit, "Are you God?" He asked the eagle, "Are you God?" So a great saint named Narada Muni took pity on the naive boy, 5-year-old boy, wandering around among beasts and predators in the jungle. Narada Muni came and his first advice to Dhruva was, "You should go home and come back later when you're a little bit more, have more survival skills." But Dhruva was feisty and he kind of little smart alecky. He said to Narada Muni, he said, "I'm not going home. You can go home if you want, but I'm not going home. I'm going to stay until I see God and make things right." Narada Muni didn't take offense. In fact, he took a liking to the feisty young boy and he said, "Okay, I will teach you a mantra whereby you will step into complete justice." Taught him a version of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He adopted tree pose. He stood for 6 months. He merged his incoming breathing into his outgoing breathing. And in fact, the whole universe became suffocated because of the power, the shakti that this one boy had occurred. The result was the Supreme Lord appeared before him in his four-handed Vishnu form as Prishni Garba. He awarded him his desires. He gave him a kingdom 20 times greater than the kingdom of his father. More than he could have ever imagined or even dreamed about. But Dhruva Maharaj was embarrassed and disappointed. Having seen the unlimitedly beautiful and powerful and benevolent form of the Supreme Lord, he was embarrassed that he ever asked God for something. It was the most consuming experience of his life to have seen God face to face. And he thought to have asked God for something was unbecoming. He said, "I asked God for pieces of broken glass and I got instead a valuable jewel." He learned a lesson. You don't have to ask God for things. You don't have to take matters into your own hands. God knows everything and he will make things right. When we pray, people ask, "Do you pray?" We say we pray, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. It's a prayer, but it's not asking God for things. It's asking God for service. If God is unlimitedly powerful and wealthy and strong and wise and he created millions and millions of universes, why wouldn't we be intelligent enough just to ask God, give me some service? Let me be your servant. Do you think that the servant of the rich man doesn't eat the same food as the rich man, live in the same house, drive the same car, and enjoy the same benefits as the rich man? He doesn't have to ask the rich man, give me clothes, give me food, give me car. The rich man takes it upon himself to see that his servant is well-dressed, well-fed, and has good transport and good shelter so that he can do his service nicely. So Dhruva was embarrassed and ashamed that he asked God for something. And how many of us go to the temple, the church, the synagogue, the mosque with our shopping lists? Our Father art in heaven, give me my daily bread. Totally. If you have any sense of the omnipotency of God, totally unnecessary, should be ashamed. Just ask him, give me some service, Lord. And then we won't have to worry about the small stuff. Well, Drew, that's all nice, you know, but you don't know my situation. You don't know what it's like at the office. You don't know how little they pay me. You don't know about the politics. Look, you may have had more than your share of bad breaks. I'm not denying that. But don't get down and depressed thinking that this is as far as you go. Stir yourself up this afternoon. It's restoration time. It's vindication time. It's payback time. Ultimately, if you keep in trust, the Lord will come down on your behalf. Some of you have pending cases, abuse, been neglected in childhood. Krishna will adopt you as his own. He will take custody over your life. We all have unfair things happen to us. Krishna assures us that he sees it, and if we keep in trust, keep moving forward by sound, he will settle our case. Not only that, but he will assess punitive damages against the wrongdoers. He'll not just settle your case to bring you out, but he'll bring you out better than you were before. With this perspective, realize that your enemies are working for you. Because you overcame a double dose of trouble, your award will be double. Your enemies did you a favor. Thank them. When you let God or Krishna settle your case, it will come out better, more thoroughly than you could have ever done it yourself. I ran across this quote. I'm not sure where it comes from, but I love it. In the final analysis, forgiveness is an act of faith. By forgiving another, I am trusting that God is a better justice maker than I am. By forgiving, I release my own right to get even and leave all issues of fairness for God to work out. I leave in God's hands the scales that must balance justice and mercy. Give the example of the kitten and the rat. In the mouth of the cat, the rat feels cruel death. And in the same mouth of the cat, the kitten feels love. So those who keep in trust, they feel, they experience God as love. Don't be sour because of something that was lost or taken away from you. A co-worker got that promotion. A friend or a family member borrowed money from you and never got around to paying you back. Don't get bitter. Krishna sees the injustice. Duryodhan refused to restore to the Pandavas as much land as would fit under the head of the pin, though he had promised that. But Krishna restored the Pandavas double what they had before. Duryodhan did them a favor. Had he not so vehemently opposed them, they would not have got back so many extraordinary blessings. And Duryodhan himself was removed as a thorn from their side. So when they regained their kingdom, it was uncontested. Remember, we're not working under people. We're working under Krishna, and he is a God of justice. If someone's not keeping their word, someone's playing politics, someone's not giving you the credit, don't get upset. Don't try to pay them back. Instead of complaining about injustice, get up in the morning and say, things may seem unfair, but I know that my Creator is fair and he will redeem me from every difficulty. Krishna is keeping the record. When someone gives you a double dose of trouble, things have come against you, remember that this is a new day and payback is on the way. The Lord sees everything, and when he says enough, he will come down and settle the case. Even if the whole world abandons you, he'll adopt you as his own. The more trouble will faithfully endure, the more will be the rewards. The more aggressive is the enemy, the greater will be the payback.